You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Each month, we catch up with the work of RNIB's campaigns teams across the country. I'm joined now by Hannah Rowlett, RNIB Policy and Campaigns Officer. Hannah, croeso nôl, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Diolch, Hawa.
We're talking today about the new Life on Pause campaign that's all about vision rehabilitation. What's the situation currently like in Wales, Hannah? Where are we at the moment?
At the moment, we have a proper postcode lottery across Wales in terms of the kind of support that blind and partially sighted people can receive. We know that in some areas, there's absolutely fantastic provision. We have local authorities that are really well resourced in terms of the support that they provide, and that people aren't waiting very long to receive the support that they desperately need. But we know in other areas, there's a real challenge. And to be clear, this isn't necessarily the quality of what's delivered by the vision rehabilitation officers. It's more about the service provision, that they're often really under-resourced and under-supported by the local authorities. And we know that then this is having a knock-on effect on blind and partially sighted people not receiving the support that they need. Vision rehabilitation is such a key service for blind and partially sighted people. I know myself, being registered blind, that I really needed that support from a vision rehabilitation officer to learn the skills I needed to adapt to life as my sight started to deteriorate, from learning mobility skills to how to cook and live independently and kind of maintain my confidence through the deterioration of my vision. And we deserve to have that support there when we need it to maintain our independence.
What do people in Wales tell RNIB Cymru that their experiences have been with vision rehabilitation?
To be honest, we have a proper mix, which really highlights, you know, that the kind of postcode lottery of services we're seeing across Wales. We have some people who have had absolutely fantastic experiences and received really good, high quality vision rehabilitation support. And then we have other people who have been waiting a really long time, and then maybe it hasn't exactly met their expectations. And that's why we're really keen to hear more. At the minute, the information that we've had has been kind of more anecdotal. And so we're looking to kind of really pull together a good evidence base of what blind and partially sighted people think and their experiences of vision rehab.
And that will be the Life on Pause campaign. How will that work? What sort of form will that campaign take?
At the moment, we're looking to gather people's experiences. So we have a survey that's now live, and people can access that survey from our social media, or you can email cymru@rnib.org.uk to request the survey, and we can send the links over. And we'll be using that evidence to write a report outlining kind of what the current challenges are across Wales. And then that report will be presented to the decision makers in Wales, so Welsh Government and those people who can make a change.
And how long do people have to get in touch and make their voices heard with this this campaign?
The survey is open now until the 24th of August, and we're really keen to hear from you.
What do we think some of the policy asks will be for the Welsh Government?
We will be looking to ask Welsh Government to regulate the profession and the service in Wales. So currently, the service that is provided is not regulated, which means that, which it really is what's leading to the postcode lottery. You know, local authority providers don't have to use the services. And then what's provided is really hit and miss. There aren't any kind of structures that they're working within, any frameworks for delivery, and there's a real inconsistency across local authorities. So what we will be asking Welsh Government is to ensure that the profession and the service is regulated to really get rid of that postcode lottery, to ensure that the same service can be provided to blind and partially sighted people regardless of where they live in Wales.
And if people listening may not be totally comfortable with technology, is there another way to make their voices heard?
Yes, people can get in contact with our helpline, which is 0303 123 9999, and the helpline can put you in contact with myself.
And what's the best way to keep up with all of the work that the policy and campaigns team are doing across Wales?
You can listen to Connect Radio. You know, we do this session with you guys every month, so it's probably a really good way to kind of keep in contact. And you can also follow our progress on social media and on our website.
Well, for more information on the work of the RNIB campaigns team here in Wales, including information on how to get involved in the Life on Pause campaign, you can email cymru@rnib.org.uk or call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. For now, Hannah Rowlett, RNIB Cymru Policy and Campaigns Officer. Diolch mawr iawn I chi. Thanks very much for joining us this month on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Howell.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.